Okay, Rabosa, I hope all is good. Today we are learning Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel. We have the tremendous chus of finishing the second perek. And we are here on basically smack in the middle of Lamed Beis Mem Beis, right, by the simon, by the parentheses. Stopped a little bit early yesterday, but basically, if you remember, we were talking about whether Tzar Bar L'Chaim is Daraisa Darabanan, right? And we're going to go through a bunch of proofs backwards and forwards, and we'll get to, we'll finish up that, and we'll get to the last Mishnah, right, in the Perek. So the Gemara says here, Lema Mese'ele, maybe I'll bring you a Braisa that proves that it is Daraisa. And the Braisa says like this, Be'emas Ovid Kuchav Metabo Ba, Be'emas Yisrael, right? Just like you have to deal with the animal of a guy, just like the animal of a Jew. So, yeah, Marta Bishlam Metzar Ba L'Chaim Deraisa, if you're telling me that it's Deraisa, so Mishum Hachi Metabo Ba, Be'emas Yisrael. Well, that's why you have to deal with it like a Jewish animal. Ellie, because what's the difference, right? Own, who cares who it's owned by, right? It's, excuse me, it's Tzar Ba L'Chaim. But yeah, Marta is Tzar Ba L'Chaim Lav Deraisa. If you tell me that Tzar Bar Chaim is loved, right? So, my metalabak kebemas Yisrael, right? Again, if you, why would you have to deal with it? You know, just like a Jew, like a Jewish animal, right? It shouldn't apply, right? The mitzvah is to help a Jewish animal, right? If he's a guy, right? So then you don't. Again, the whole thing is, right, what the pasuk says, achicha, right? You have to help your brother out with his load. So if it's not, so then, you know, then what's, if it's not daraisa, so why would you have to help a guy just like a Jew? So the Gemara says, no, hasha mishum eva, because eva, the guy's going to get upset, right? We don't want the goyim to hate us, right? If the Jews are only helping themselves, the goyim will get upset, v'chule, v'chule, right? So we don't want to, you know, upset the balance over there. So the Gemara says, and that makes a lot of sense. The Katani, because the text of that braisa said, yayin osir, I mean, that's yayin nesach, I mean, if the donkey was carrying yayin nesach, which is osir be'ana, right, and Chazal made it der dinder abanan, that you're not allowed to even touch yayin nesach and handle it, so ein zaki chal, you don't have to, right, help the animal, help the guy with the yayin nesach that the donkey is carrying. So yeah, marta b'shalom alav derai, so if you tell me it's not derai, so mishum hachi ein zaki chal. That's how Chazal can say you shouldn't touch and shouldn't even handle by the Yayin Nesach. So Eli Yamar's Daraisa, but if you tell me that Tzar Bar L'Chaim is Daraisa, am I in Zaki Klah? But how in the world can Chazal tell you that you shouldn't help the animal? Right? Again, regardless of whatever the item is, right, you can't make a Din Darabanan to override, right, an Issa Daraisa. So Kumar says, Vachi Kamar, Ulatina Yayin Asr Ein Zaki Klah. So you could say, no, you don't, that doesn't necessarily is a good proof, because you could say that it's talking about loading it up, not a scenario where the animal is suffering, right? So that would not necessarily tell me, right, whether it's that it is that it is Darabanan. So again, so no conclusive proof of that. You could learn it both ways. Right, Tashma will bring another brisa. Behemas Ovikochavim Umaso Yisrael. Let's say the animal belongs to the guy, but the thing that it's carrying belongs to the Jew. Right, the pasuk says, therefore we apply the pasuk of Chadalta, meaning you don't have to help the animal, the guy with that. So just to where that puzzle comes from, Bechadalta, where the puzzle says, Ki tiresh chamor sona achar ovet takas maso, if you see the donkey of your enemy, right, cowering, you know, falling under its weight, Bechadalta me azovlo, right, would you have to not help him? It's like, kind of like sarcastic. Azov tazovimo, you should help load it up. But we learn out those words individually, right, there is a scenario where Bechadalta, where you don't actually, right, have to help, and that's the case where, over here, right, where the animal belongs to the guy and the load belongs to the Jew. Again, if you tell me it's daraisa, why would you not have to load it? Azov tazov imuboyle. It should have said that you should help him load it. So that seems to prove that it is daraisa. That is not Daraisa, rather. So the Gemara says, Lo'olam Tzar Bar L'Chaim Daraisa. Really, no, Tzar Bar L'Chaim is Daraisa. And Hasam Betina. That's talking about, that Braisa is talking about loading. So the Gemara says, Yachi, that's true, Eim Seifa. But what about the second part of the Braisa? That if it's the reverse, that Behemoth Yisrael, Masui Ovi Kochavim, if the animal belongs to a Jew, and the load belongs to the guy, Azov Tazov, then you have to help him. Right? Vi Betina, if you're talking about loading, Amai Azov Tazov, right? Why should you help him? Should be no chiyuv to help the guy? So the Gemara says, yeah, mishum de tzar de Yisrael, because of the pain, right, of the Jewish owner, if you look at Rashi, it's a tzarech lahashosham, because the Jewish donkey driver is waiting for this guy to deal with his load. So Gemara says, okay, I feel the Reisha Nami. Well, if you're telling me that the tzar and the pain is talking about the driver, so the Reisha also should be talking about the driver. Meaning that and the animal belongs to the guy, right, you should also have said, right, that, and the stuff belongs to the Jew, right, you should have said that you should also help load it up. So Gemara says, Reisha b'chamar avod kochavim sefer b'chamar Yisrael. The question is, who's driving, right? So you can't necessarily just assume that it's a problem for the driver, because in the first part of the Braisa, right, the driver was a guy. Right, in the second part of the Braisa, the driver was Yisrael. So in that case, where the driver is Yisrael, you got to help. But in the first case, right, you don't necessarily have to help. So Gemara says, my pasakta. So 1 second. How do you understand this Braisa? Stama de milsa inish basur chamre? Sorry, meaning, why do you assume that that's true? Because normally the Gemara says that a guy is going to be driving his own donkey, meaning if you say the donkey belongs to the Jew, donkey belongs to the guy, right, that postulates who's doing the driving, right? Basar chamrei ozo. So Gemara says, but 1 second. V'achadalta v'azot azo v'prikahu. Well, we assumed, right, we had said that the case was where you're loading that stuff onto the animal, not unloading, and therefore it's not a case of tzar bal chayim, right, because the animal's not struggling under the weight. Problem is, those psukim that we quoted, right, are talking about unloading. Unloading. Right? So you can't tell me it's talking about loading. So the Gemara says, Azov tazov b'prika hu dichtivi. It's talking about unloading. So Amalei, so Hamani Rabbi Yossi Glili. So you must say that Braisa is Rabbi Yossi Haglili. The Adamar, because Rabbi Yossi Haglili is for sure the one who says, Tzar bal chayim lav daraisa. He for sure holds that it's not daraisa, right? And the question is simply how we hold. Right? But that's Rabbi Yossi Haglili's shita. Tashma, bring you another proof. Ohev Lifrog Vasone Litom. Let's say you're facing two possibilities, right? There are two donkeys there. One of them, the person you like, and the other person you don't like. And again, as we said before, right, it's the whole point of helping out your friend, right? The Pasuk says very clearly, right, if it's your enemy there, ki tira chamor sona acha, right? If you see the donkey of your enemy, right, you got to help him out. So let's say, right, the guy, there's one guy there, right, and he's a guy you like, and he's lifrog. That's to take the animal, the burden off, and the load off the animal. Vesone Litone, and the guy you hate is waiting to load something onto his animal. So mitzvah besone, right? The mitzvah is to help out the guy you hate. Kedei laku v'sitzro, in order to overcome, right, his yetzer hara, right? Sometimes people ask, where do you see mussar from the Torah? Is mussar just something that's later on? So sure enough, right over here, right? The whole point of helping your enemy with his load, right, is to overcome your yetzer hara and kind of work on yourself, and maybe you won't come to hate him, etc. So the Gemara says, Yitzhak, and that seems to prove whether our issues and that Tzar Bal Chaim Daraisa there are bottom, because if you tell me that it's Daraisa, ha'adifle, right? So why in the world, right, would you have to go to the guy you hate, right? Ha'adifle is part of the answer. I apologize. No, 1 second. Ha'adif. Yeah. I'm not sure how to read that. Okay, either way, but we'll see in a second. I think ha'adifai. No comma. Yeah, that should be it. Right. Anyway, long story short, meaning if you tell me Tzar Bal Chaim is daraisa, so how in the world could you leave, right, the animal who is suffering, who is collapsing under its load, even though it belongs to the person you like, right, and go help the person you don't like? Right? It should be a mitzvah daraisa to unload this animal. So Gemara says, yes, but afilahaki kidei lachuf as yitzro adif, right, to overcome, to uproot and defeat your yitzhara, right, that's also, right, and even if you tell me that's daraisa, that would also be super important, and that's so important that they would override, right, the halacha daraisa, theoretically, if you tell me it's daraisa, of tzar bal chayim, right? Fascinating. Again, that's where you see some, right, there are other places, but that's certainly one of the cases where you see Musar from the Torah. Okay, Tashma will bring another proof. Sone Shaomro, this guy you hate, right, that we were talking about, the guy, that's Sone Yisrael. Velo Sone over Kachav. And not a guy, we're only talking about a Jew. So the Gemara assumes, Imarta Tzar Bal Chaim Daraisa, Mali Sone Yisrael, Mali Sone over Kachav. Right, if you tell me Tzar Bal Chaim is Daraisa, who cares? Whether it's a Jew or a guy, the animal is the one in question over here. So Gemara says, "Mi servus a soni de krokoi." No, so the Gemara says that's not talking about the soni in the pasuk, right? Soni de masnisin koi. It means really the brisa, but it's the soni of the brisa, right? The soni of the brisa that you're questioning which one to help and which one not to. Right, so if it's a Jew and a Jew, so then fine. But if it's a guy, so then, right, then there's no mitzvah to help your sone guy, right, before you help your friend, right, who is a Jew, and therefore it's not saying anything about Tsar Balei Chaim. Okay, Tashem, I'll bring you another proof that Rovetz, right, again, if the animal is Rovetz Tachamaso, it is falling down, it's getting crushed under its burden, under its load, but Lo Ravta, not that it does that habitually, that does it often, right? It's just an animal that kind of just crashes down. Rovates, if it's, you know, falling down, velo omed, not if it's standing. Takas maso, right, under its load, velo mafurak, and not if it's unloaded and needs to be loaded up. Takas maso, what does that teach me? Maso shiacholamabo, that's only a load that it can hold, right? If it's there's too much there, so then you don't have to help. Viyamata tarba lechem da raisa, mildly rovates, mildly raftan, mildly omed, who cares? Right? What the nature of the animal is. If it's our Balei Chaim, you got to help him out. This question is again, what? How money Rabbi Yosei Gluli? That's Rabbi Yosei Gluli. She did Amar Tzar Balei Chaim de Rabbanan, who holds that as the Rabbanan. This question is Achina Mistavra, and that makes a lot of sense. The Katani, because the Brisa said, Takas Masao, Masa Shiachal Amabo. Right, it's talking about you only have a mitzvah to help him if there's a load that the animal can handle. Man Shmas Lei, the Islei Hai Swara, who's one who holds like this? That's Rabbi Yosei Gluli. So Shma Mina, apparently we see right there that Brisa is him. This question says, one second, V'matzis Amokas Glock Rabbi Yosei Gluli. Can you really, really say that Brisa is Rabbi Yosei Gluli? Fakatani say for the second part of that price, it says Takas Maso Velo Mufurak, right? That if it's falling under its load, right? Not that it's been already loaded off. My Lo Mufurak, what does it mean that it's not loaded? Right? Ilay Lo Mufurak Klal. If you tell me there's nothing on the animal, so I can't take him out. What do you mean? The Puzzle says you have to help load an animal. So Elo Pshivta Lo Mufurak Bechinam Elo Beschar. Must be it's talking about whether you can get paid for it, right? And Manch Masla Deislay Hai Svara, right? Who's the one who holds that you can get money for it? That's only the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbi Segluli says you can do it, for free, right? Both ways. So the Chacham is the one who says you can get paid for it. So that can price it can't be Rabbi Segluli. So what says the Olam Rabbi Segluli? He really can. But with loading, the Rabbi he holds and agrees, right, that you can ask for money. Okay, that's a back and forth. Don't really come to a strong conclusion, but again, if I'm not mistaken, the post can say that it is Tzar Balei Chaim is in fact Din Doraisa. I do have to check that. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly where I saw that, but if I'm not mistaken, right, it is we do paskin that it's Tzar Balei Chaim. Okay. Either way, Tanur Rabbanan. Let's get to the Mishnah, and then we'll go weiter. Obviously, Kisireh. Again, that's talking about Chamor Achich. The Kisireh Chamor Sona Achar Leit Takan Maso. Okay. What does that teach me? Yachol Afilu Merachok. That you might have. What do you mean? You see the animal. So the question is, how far, right, away are you? Right, you might have thought that if you're really far, you're looking through a telescope or whatever. So therefore, Tamalomar Kitifka, right, the Pasuk says, therefore, right, if you meet up with it, right, again, the Pasuk says, right, that's, where is it? Hold on. Okay, where is that Pasuk of Kitifka? Awkward, where is that? It's not quoted in the side of the Torah or. Where is that pasuk? I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure which one it is, but again, also dealing with the animal, right? It says Kisifka, if you meet up with him, right? If you see him, does it have it? No, I don't see it either way. Okay, fine, Beseder. Right, the pasuk again. I have to look it up again. I'm not sure exactly which pasuk that is. Okay, fine. But long story short, tifka means when you meet him. So it has to be that you have to be close enough to meet him. So iki tifka yachol begamamish. And if it says you meet him, right, you might have thought that you literally have to bump into him, like be to a point where you're literally standing next to it, as opposed to seeing it from a distance, right, or some small distance. So tamalama kitiris. That's what the pasuk says, right? If you see it, right. So the ezu riyish yesh bo begia, meaning how do you reconcile that you must be reading it, seeing it, and also meeting it. Shiru chachamim echad misheva umechtzav emil, right? Vehu vizet hu ris. A ris, which is amount, which is 1 7/2 of a meal, i.e. 1 2/15 of a meal, right, that we would call it. A meal is 2,000 amos, so 1 7/2 of that is about, 2,000 amos is, amma is ballpark, a foot and a half, so, do the math, it's between 3,000 and 4,000 feet, depending on, again, how ballpark you want to get. So, long story short, 1 7/2 of that is about 400 feet, right? Ballpark It's pretty solid. It's a pretty healthy distance, right? It's not, you know, you're not like you're right next to it. Okay, either way. Tana will end in a brisa. Medada imo ad parsa. And this is even further, right? The person has to, once he helps up an animal, he has to walk with it for a parsa. A parsa is four. Far. A parsa is 4 mil. And a mil is like 3/4 of a mile. So that's already, you have to walk, you know, maybe two solid plus miles, right, to make sure that everything is good with the animal. That's okay. So Amar Rabbi Bar Chana v'notel schar, but you can get paid for that, right? That's not something you have to do for free, as opposed to what, right, we saw before. That's machlokes whether, you know, the loading and the unloading, etc., etc. Rabbi Avonon, Rabbi Siglili. Okay, says the last Mishnah in the Perek. And again, the Mishnah is pretty well known. They talk about a kibud av eim sugyos, etc. So let's go get into it. Let's say a person has a lost object and he also has lost object, right, of his father, and then the implication being that you cannot get both of them. So which comes first? Avidaso kodemes, his lost object comes first. So avidas rabo, right, and also so the same thing. If it's your lost object, then your rebbe's lost object, then shalokodem, then yours comes first. Avidas avidas rabo. What about a father and versus a rebbe? So then shal rabo kodemes, and the rebbe comes first. Shal aviv heviu lolam hazav rabo shalomdu rabo shalomdu chokma heviu la chaylam haba. Because your father brought you into this world, but your rebbe gets you into the next world. Vim aviv chacham, right? So that if your father was learned, right? If then, so then sure shal aviv kodemes. Then obviously, right, the father comes first. Haya aviv rabo nosin masui. Again, similarly, if your father and your rebbe were carrying a, you know, something heavy, you should help the Rebbe put it down, and then you should put take the father, help the your father put it down. Let's say both of them were in jail. Right, again, you put to the Rebbe, and then you redeem and take out the father. Right, and again, once again, if the father is already learned, so then podes aviv, right? You should get your father out first, and then you should get out your Rebbe. Gemara says minahani mili. How do you know, right, that your lost object takes preference? That's what Rashi says. Shalo kodem, right? Rashi is all the way up top, right, on the last skinny line up there. Right? How do you know that yours comes first? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Kra Efes Kiluye B'chayav Yon. From that pasuk, Shalcha kodem l'shal kol adam. That from there, right, we learn that yours comes before other people's. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Mekayim Ba'atzmo. Kach sof ba lide kach. Right, if a person is mekayim ba'atzmo, if you look at Rashi, av pisha lo itil lov kosov, yesh l'adam l'achnis lifnim mishur zadin. Right, what that means is, really, yes, in a chinami, yours really comes first. But right, that you should really try and go above and beyond the letter of the law, right? And velola daktek shali kodem, right? You shouldn't be so careful and say that my stuff is first, right? Imlo behefsed muchiach, right? Okay, that, unless you're really, really going to lose it. Vim tamid medaktek meporik my love olg, right? Olgnos, what is it? Should be gmilch chasadim? Yeah, my thing is smudged out a little bit, right? And if he's always is, right? So then if it's stuck of a sofi sheis dark lebriot. Right, if a person, right, completely avoids, you know, kind of taking care of his own stuff, obviously he's going to end up having issues. But you know, again, if a person is really going above and beyond, right, you know, if a person is not going above and beyond, is constantly analyzing, oh, you know, my comes first, my stuff comes first, right, really, right, Rachman al Tzlan, a person may end up, right, needing, you know, becoming an ani, etc., etc. Fine. Weiter. V'haya aviv v'rabo nosim masu. Again, if your rebbe and your father, right, what's the competition? So, how do you define rebbe? How do you define a chacham? So, Tanur Bar Lundur Baisa. Rebbe, right, rabo sha'amru, right, rabo shalomdu chachma. Right, that's talking about a rebbe that taught you chachma. Now, what does that mean? Again, we have a bunch of opinions what a rebbe is. So, according to the Tanakama, is a rebbe that taught you chachma. What's chachma? If you look at Rashi, right, about 8 lines down, shalom du chachma svaras taimei ha-mishnah, the logic behind the Mishnayos, ulahavin, to understand, shalo yihu soser zuadzu, and you understand why Mishnayos that seem to say opposite things are not really contradicting each other. V'taimei isra v'heter, right, the halacha isra v'heter, mutar azar, v'chiv v'potar, again, based in, right, obligating, not obligating, right, v'hu nikra gemara. And that's the gemara, right, that's what we're doing. We're trying to figure out the svaras, all the stuff, all the logic, right, that's flowing behind what's going on in the Mishnayos, right? That's the Gemara. So your Rebbe taught you Gemara, and that's what we're talking about. Right? But low Rabbi Shalando Mikro Mishnah, not a Rebbe taught you, you know, Chumash, or Mishnayos, the Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, not Tanakama. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. The Rabbi taught you Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Sherov Chachmaso Imenu. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the Rabbi that you got most of your Chachma from, right, most of your learning. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afil Loher, Enav Elab Mishnah Achas, Zehu Rabbo. Even if he taught you one Mishnah, right, that is considered to be your Rabbi. Amar Avarova says, Kigon, like for example, how did I learn? Right, Rava says, I learned one Mishnah from some guy, Kigon Rav Schora, right, that was his name, right, the Asbaran Zuma Listerin, who explained what a Zuma Listerin is. That's a couple of times that appears in Mishnais and Kalim. Right, didn't know what kind of type of kli it was, or some type of spoon. So that's, or some sort of ladle, or whatever, so that they would skim off the top, Rashi says they would skim off the top of a soup pot or whatever, so that's what he explained it was, right, that's Rabbi Yossi means. Shmuel, kara mane aleihu merabonim da azvere, echad yorei la'amas ha-shechi, ve'echad potech kivon, right, Shmuel even tore kriya, we'll see in a second, in Bavel they used to do that often. But used to Torah Kriya, right, on Rebbe, you just explained to him what a part of a Mishnah meant, right, that Mishnah is talking about how they used to open up the Beis HaMikdash, and that one of the gates, they had to stick, right, their arm through the wall, all the way up to his armpit, right, and open it that way, and one gate was open easily, Potech Kevan, right, opened up, without any issues, right, okay, so he explained to him what that meant, and that he was considered to be his Rebbe. Amar Ula says, Talmid Chacham Shav Bavel Omed Omdin Zeh Mipnei Zeh. In Bavel, the Talmid Chacham would stand for each other. The Korin Ze Alze, and they would tear Kriya, right, if one of them passed away. Velini Naveda B'makom Aviv, right, Einan Chozrin El Rabba Mufak. And in terms of, right, returning a lost object before their father, right, they would only do that for the Rebbe Mufak, for their main Rebbe, but the rest of them, right, again, that would be like passing like Rabbi Yehuda, right, but the rest of them, right, they wouldn't, override, right, the mitzvah of Kibbutz of the Aim. For just the regular chavrusas or whatever. Kavai minei Rav Chista mei Rav Huna, Talmud v'tarach lo l'rabo mai. Rav Chista asked Rav Huna, let's say the student, right, the Talmud, the teacher needs the Talmud. Right, he needs him to teach over, or whatever. And the Talmud has some sort of area of chachma that the teacher doesn't have. What is that? So Amalei, so instead of giving him an answer, meaning what is that status? Right, so Amalei, instead of giving him an answer, chizda chizda lo tzrich nala. I don't need you. Right, get out of here. Atzrich ali, you need me. Right, Arbain Shan, you should study by me. Right, for many, many years, for 40 years. And akbedei hadadi velo ayel gabi hadadi. And sure enough, they were upset at each other. Right, for that board back and forth, and they wouldn't go visit, and they were upset by that, but still, Yosef Rav Chista Arbain Tanisa Mishum Duchalash Taiti Rav Huna, Rav Chista fasted 40 days, right, because, right, he had caused Rav Huna to be upset, and Yosef Rav Huna Arbain Tanisa Mishum Duchalash Taiti Rav Chista, and Rav Huna sat 40 fasts because he had been Choshesh, that Rav Chista was being Chutzpedek instead of just asking a proper question. It might have said Rav Yisak Bar Yosef Ram Rav Yochanan Halach Rabbi Yehuda, that Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, again, that we said that it's Rabbi Muvak, the Rebbe taught you Rav Chachma, Rav Acha Bar Ravuna Amar Rav Sheshes, right, it says Kalach Rabbi Yossi, that even if a Rebbe gave you a Mishnayis, right, then you can, you should return his Aveda first. Mia Amar Rav Yochanan Haki, does Rabbi Yochanan really say we hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha k'stam Mishnah, right? The Halacha is like a stam Mishnah. Utsan, and the stam Mishnah says Rabbi Shlom do Chachma, right? The Brisa that's like Rabbi Meir, right? That stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir very often, almost always, right? So then the Brisa says that it's talking about your Rebbe who taught you Chachma. So Gemara says, yeah, my Chachma Rov Chachma. So that's similar to what Rabbi Yehuda said. So what it meant is you could just touch it up to say that it meant Rabbi Yehuda Shida, which is the Rebbe that taught you most of your Chachma. Tan Rabbanan with another brisa. Hoskim b'mikra, right, mida ve'eno mida. If a person learns Chumash, right, so that's good. It's not amazing. I mean, it's a measurement. Meaning a mida is a measurement. It's some. It's good, but it's not amazing. It's not. So b'mishnah, right? So mida ve'not l'aschar. If you study Mishnah, so then it's good and you get schar for it. But Gemara ain't the chamida gadol mizu. But if you learn Gemara, that's the great. That's the best. V'lolam havi rest l'mishnah yosher mina Gemara. And the brisa says, right, that, and you should always run to learn Mishnah before the Gemara. The Gemara says, what? Hagufa kasha. That's literally a contradiction. All right, Amarta, right, big Gemara ain't chamidas gadol mizu. You said the Gemara is the best, nothing better than that. And Vada Amarta, lo'olam havi ratz la'mishnah, yotzer mina Gemara. I said you should run and learn Mishnah. So what's going on over here? So before we get to the answer, Rashi gives a whole long anecdote over here. That this, if you look at Rashi, this is Varan, oh no, which Rashi is this? Where is the Rashi? Not sure. Yeah, okay, so it's on the bottom. Mida ve'ino mida. Yeah, so it says that the Mishnah, at this point, right, that what we're talking over here is where they didn't yet write down the Gemara. And they didn't write down the Mishnah. Right? But it says, like, three lines up from the bottom, Shebe Yameyam lo haya Gemara b'chtaf. Right? At this point of the Shiloh, right, the Gemara was not written down yet, and it wasn't able to be written down, because, again, it was Tarash Balpeh. That was how it was supposed to be transmitted. Right? So that, and the only reason it was written down is because we were going to lose it. Right? So so it just says that that's why there's a bit of a discrepancy, right, saying that you know, Mishnayos is good. But I mean, I guess it's true nowadays that it's written down as well. But just an interesting anecdote when this conversation was taking place. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just answers up, right? Meaning, is it better? You say, first you tell me, right, the Gemara asks. First you tell me that Gemara is the best, and then you tell me that, well, Mishnayos, right, you should really, you know, make sure you should run to learn Mishnayos. Like Gemara says, right, Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'mei Rebbe Nishnayos Mishnayos Zu." Right, it's actually two separate statements. And the first time when we said that you should, what's it called? You should learn Gemara. So that was in the times of Rebbe, right? Shavku Kuli Alma Maslisin. But at that point, right, when they were starting to learn Gemara, right, so you know, they stopped learning Mishnayos, and then Vazda Basa Gemara, they went to learn Gemara, and Hada Darshlu La'olam Havi Ratz the Mishnah Yosher Mina Gemara. So Rebbe was nervous that they would forget all the Mishnayos. So then he said again, right, you should run to learn Mishnayos. Right, but again, it's just happening at different times, so it wasn't exactly like wasn't a really proper stira. So my Darsh. Where did we get what pasuk are you darshaning out, right, to teach me that Gemara is more important than Mishnayos? Because darish Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, right? My dichtiv wasn't mean when the pasuk says Agid la'mi pisham, right? Levesi Yaakov chadosam, right? Tell my am, my nation, their sins, and to the house of Yaakov their sins, right? Hagid la'mi pisham. What does that mean? Elu tamid chachamim shishgagos nasis lam kizdonos. That's referring to tamid chachamim where the shgagos, right, are considered to be, right, again, that's doing b'shogeg, right, doing something with negligence. That's talking about, it says if they are b'mezid, right, and again, Chazal, or, you know, the Gemara is explaining that if the Talmid Chachamim, right, if they mess things up in their limud, right, that's considered to be bad, right? Again, ignorance is not an excuse. So if the Talmid Chachamim were able to learn, right, they mess something up, and then b'shogeg, right, they're missing, again, b'shogeg is not accidental. We think shogeg is an accident. That a shogeg is not accident. Right? We think that if you if you trip, or someone, your two guys are wrestling, and they shove one guy into the light switch, and it turns it off. That's not shogeg. That's ones. That's complete accident. Shogeg is when you're missing some sort of information. You either thought it wasn't usher, or you thought it wasn't Shabbos, for example, just use our example. And then you turn on the light switch. That's b'shogeg. Right? So here, again, if a person is missing information and he could have studied, so then their shgagos sometimes are considered to be as zedono, just like mazed by Kosh Baruch Hu, because, again, he's it's not just ignorance or stam, right? It's ignorance because of a lack of study. Lebes Yaakov chatosam, what does that mean? So that elu amei aretz shizdonos nasan lam kishkagos. That's referring to the opposite, the amaratzim, right? That where the thing they do on purpose, right, are considered to be like shogeg, because again they're not really able to study, or they're not even, you know, even shayach for them to learn. So that's it's going to be. It's going to be more b'shogeg than it is b'mezid. Again, right? People are judged differently based on their level, right? Behind the sound, that's what learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Havizar b'Talmud Shigas Talmud Ole Zodon. Because again, once you mess up the Talmud, if you mistranslate it or misinterpret it or whatever, right, that's considered to be b'mezid. Again, I probably should apologize at this point if I've ever done that, but you know, definitely was not on purpose. But yes, Mitzvah Shem, we should all be zocha to learn and study and understand and say clearly, right, over the Gemara that we learned and all the Torah that we learned. Okay, either way, Darish Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi. My dichtiv, what does it mean? The pasuk says Shimu Dvar Hashem Charedim Al Dvaro. That's, by the way, that's where the phrase Charedim come from. Right, it's from, I'm pretty sure that's from this pasuk. Right, listen to the word of Hashem, the people who are Charedim, right, to his word. I think Charedim literally means to shake, but people who are, you know, people are shake is in like fear or awe or like proper kavod. All right. Anyway, so listen to Hashem, right? Again, that's the charedim. So what is that talking about? Say el tamei chachamim, right? These are the tamei chachamim, right? That put in the real effort to go and understand what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Dvar Hashem, right? To really study Dvar Hashem. Imru or Amru, I'm not sure. Imru achechem, what does it mean? To your brothers, elu bali mikra. Those are the people who are able to learn chumash. many of they're your brothers, right? They'll go and try and learn. So Nechem, who are those people? The people who their enemies? Elu Bali Mishnah. Those are the people who learn Mishnah. They're upset at the people who know Talmud because they're not as learned as they are, and the people who learn Gemara don't only base it on Mishnayos, and they also kind of are looked down upon the people who only learn Mishnayos because they are going to use just the Mishnah to determine the halacha. And if you ever gone through Mishnayos, right, they're not conclusive at all, and you can come to make mistakes. So that's why there's some sort of sinna over there. Minadechem, what is that talking about? People who throw you away. That's the amearetz, the people who are not well versed, right, in the Torah. And the pasuk just says, right, where's that pasuk in the Torah? So that pasuk doesn't stop, right? Kshimu dvar Hashem, acharedim al dvaro. Amru achechem, sonechem, and adechem. Laman shimi, yichbar Hashem, right? From all those people, from my name, yichbar Hashem, Hashem will become honored. They will see in your simcha, and they will, what's it called? They will be embarrassed. So what's the Gemara just finishes off at that end of that the pasuk? Shema tomar pasuk sivra mubatal sikuyam. Maybe you'll say that all these people, right, some of these people who are not on the highest level, right? They don't have any hope, and they don't have any their hope is batal. Right, they don't have anything to look forward to. Rashi says, where is that Rashi? Also looking at the bottom. Talking about the Moshe Mashiach, no? Didn't really go over it. I don't see exactly what it's referring to. I was pretty sure. Yeah, the Rashi doesn't mention Mashiach. Okay, I thought, meaning at the end of days, or meaning when Mashiach comes, you might have thought that they won't have any hope. Talmud, therefore, the pasuk says, "Venira b'simchas chem," that we will see simchas chem. Your venira, right? Venira is plural. That we will see the joy in when Mashiach is coming. So Shema Tomar, maybe you'll say Yisrael Yevoshu, and maybe the Jews will. There are some Jews that will be embarrassed. Right? Yes, they'll be happy, but they'll also be embarrassed. So Talmud, therefore, the pasuk says, "Vehim Yevoshu," right? That Ovikel Chavim Yevoshu, right? That the Goyim will be embarrassed when Mashiach comes, and they will see that the Jews are right. Yisrael Yimsmachu, right? And the Jews, right, we'll rejoice and mitzvah Shem, amen. Ken Yerotzon, right? We should be zocha to see that speedily in our days. Sure enough, we could use it, and we are holding right ready by the end of days. So bezrat Hashem, I will be zocha to see this Gemara come true. Amen. Ken Yerotzon. Hadron Olach Eilam Metzias, right? Mitzvah Shem will go weiter in the Hilig Hashas and begin the third parak of Bav Metzias tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.